Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best. Welcome to the last episode of 2022, the last episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half podcast, formerly known as Not Your Average Lives. I recently changed the name, so that is how we're ending the year as Living Your Sparked Second Half. And hopefully, as you enter 2023, you are planning out your sparked 2023. How is your life going to be more sparked in the coming year? So I have a little bit of a house full. I have my youngest daughter and her two kids and her husband left today, but they are all here yesterday. And then my other daughter and her husband and their four kids are still here. So we had four additional adults and six additional kids, and it's been quite amazing. I love having a house full. It's noisier, but it's wonderful. I love having my grandkids and my kids here all under one roof. But I wanted to share today, and this is going to be a very brief episode, very quick and to the point, but I saw this. This is from Jonathan Fields, who is the founder of the Good Life Project, and I'm on his newsletter, and I got this. It was just really, I thought, a great 60-second snapshot that you can take of where you are according to three buckets. And the thing that I like that he suggests that you do is that you do this periodically. And so it's a way of kind of reevaluating where you are. So you're kind of rating yourself on these three buckets. So I'm going to go through that really quickly. I shared it on my Instagram, but it was only 90 seconds of, so it was a very, very short brief. And so this will be a little bit more in depth. So if you heard that, this might be a little bit more helpful, but I would love for you, if you are in a place where you can like write down take some notes, then write down what each of these buckets, the kind of the characteristics, the traits of these buckets, and then you can actually, it's hard to remember off the top of your head because I can't even remember as I'm describing them. I have to refer to the worksheet. So just evaluate. The way it works is I'm going to give you three buckets. There's a vitality bucket, a connection bucket, and a contribution bucket. And basically, these three buckets are meant to, if you're fully satisfied in each of these buckets, then you're living a spark life, basically. And so you want to try to do whatever you can to increase your satisfaction in these different buckets. So make that a goal of your 2023, in fact, your first quarter of 2023, really measuring where you stand today in these buckets, and then where you're working on them to improve them, and then maybe measuring in a few weeks where you are. So anyways, you're going to rank each of these buckets on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 being extremely dissatisfied and 10 being extremely satisfied. So 5 would be essentially neutral, neither satisfied or dissatisfied. So you want to be obviously on the more satisfied end of the ranking. All right, so I'm going to go over what these buckets are, but when you finish evaluating these three buckets, you want to total them up. So say the first bucket's 4, the second bucket's 6, and the third bucket is 8. And so you want to add those up and have a total. So then you want to recalculate in a few weeks and then take that total. And so where have you, are you greater than the last time? And then look at each individually, like, have you improved? Where have you improved? If one's dropped, you want to pay attention to that too, because even though you might have increased by 2 points, maybe you dropped in one. So you really want to pay attention to that. So the first bucket, the vitality bucket, these are the traits that you want to look at in your evaluation process to see how satisfied you are in this bucket. So you want to look at, am I feeling energized, fit, strong, and flexible? If you think, how vital do you feel? That's kind of what I'm thinking for this. How are you as free from pain, disease, and disability? Like, are you as free as possible from pain, disease, and disability? If you're suffering in any of those elements, obviously that is going to be less satisfied, right? Because you don't want to have pain, disease, and disability. You want to be free from it. So you want to really evaluate where you are at this, and there's always room for improvement. And then, are you aware, present, living in the present moment, and engaged in the moment you are living? Are you peaceful, calm, and able to navigate change? This is really important. So evaluate, you peaceful and calm is one thing, but when it comes to change, how do you adapt to change? And are you very resistant to change? So that's all part of that particular trait. And then last to evaluate for this bucket, are you grateful and growing? And what I love about that one is, do you have a gratitude practice? That's something easy to implement that can help you improve your satisfaction in this vitality bucket. And then growing is like, are you investing in personal growth? And what is that? You know, it can be listening to podcasts, it can be reading books, listening to books. How are you developing? Are you in some kind of doing a training of some sort? So look at those things as ways to measure how satisfied you are in terms of vitality. The connection bucket. Are you feeling loved without condition? So I think that's a really important piece of this. And I'm glad that that was added to this, because you can feel love, but if there are conditions being put on your love, then that is something that should not feel satisfying. So you really want to look at that. Are there strings attached? So are you feeling strongly connected to good friends? Do you have good friends in your life, and are they supportive? Like, you might think you have a good friend, but are they really supportive and want what's best for you and celebrate the things that you're excited about? Or are they constantly like being jealous or putting down the things that you feel excited about? So that you really check into that. Are you feeling a sense of belonging to a like-minded community? So where are your people? Do you have those kind of people in your life? Do you feel connected to something bigger than yourself? This is kind of where you almost feel like you're valuable in the world. So you're connected to something bigger than yourself. So there's a mission involved in that, right? You're part of a mission, I guess, is that what kind of that means to me. And it can be a job, like you work for a company and the company has a mission and it's something bigger than yourself. And do you feel a strong sense of connection to your environment? So, and the what I interpret this as is, like, are you comfortable in your home? Like, when you walk in your front door, do you have a sense of like, oh, I'm so happy I'm here? So are you satisfied with that which is around you, your environment? Does it make you happy? So that's the connection bucket. Contribution bucket is, do you feel a sense of meaning in the way you contribute to the world? Do you feel your strengths and abilities are fully tapped? Do you feel your actions are aligned with your values? And this one I really want to touch on, because a lot of us have lost sight of what our values are, or are disconnected with our values. And we allow other people to pull us away from our values. And so really look into what might be your values. Come up with a list of 4 or 5 values that are really, really important to you in life. You know, what are they? What are those things that you value? Integrity, loyalty, honesty, humor, you know, all the things. There's so many different attributes that it's so important that as you navigate what you do in life, that the things that you're doing don't go against your values, that they are aligned with your values. And you can feel it in your body when you're misaligned with what you value. So it's very important that you, what the way you're contributing in the world is aligned. I call this authentic alignment too, because your values are who you really, you know, it's what is important to you. And it's basically who you are. What you value is really all about who you are. So make sure that when you're contributing, that you're doing it in a fully aligned way. Do you feel a sense of purpose and passion? And do you feel lit up, spark, and absorbed? So, and I used to, I think this is a really good thing to mention, is when I used to think about contribution, because I have this whole wheel of life I teach my students in the Second Half Spark School. So there's a whole wheel of life, and there's like 8 different categories. And there's this kind of a service bucket. I think the contribution kind of falls into that. And I used to always think like it was more of a like volunteer, donating my time, and you know, how you contribute in a giving sense. But no, giving can be, and as I've learned more about what makes us happy and what makes us feel, gives us a sense of purpose in the world, contribution is like what every single day, how you're contributing to the world, how you're making a difference in the world. So contribution isn't just like donating my time or giving service to something like for free. It's like what, like your activity, how you feel that you're contributing to something bigger. So connection, it's like contributing to something bigger than yourself is like how, it's almost like how expansive that is making you feel connected to that larger thing. But that's more of a connection thing. Contribution is like more of a value, a sense of value, how it aligns with your values and how you feel valued in that contribution. And how does that make you feel when you contribute in that way? So it can be like volunteer, it can be for free, or it can be paid, or like something that that you monetize, something that you do and are good at that you can get paid for. And a lot of people devalue like expertise. And so contribution can be so many things, but just make sure that it's a sense of alignment with like who you really are and what you love to do and what is meaningful to you, what you value in life. And that's when your contribution is has the most effect. When your contribution has the most effect is when you're fully aligned and when you feel so valuable to the world. And then that makes all the difference in the world. When you're misaligned and it's not aligned with your values, and then you can be contributing, but your contribution isn't felt. Your contribution doesn't have any oomph to it. Your contribution is minimal because you don't have the passion around it. It doesn't have like that deeper purpose to you. So really check in for the contribution bu bucket to like a that it makes you feel sparked and that your abilities are fully being tapped and it aligns with your values. That's what that contribution bucket is. So then take these, the vitality bucket, the connection bucket, and the contribution bucket, and then evaluate each one on a scale of 0 to 10. And then focus on the ones that are really kind of under 6. Because neutral, you don't want. You want more than neutral. You want to feel more satisfied than less satisfied. So you need to increase that satisfaction number in the bucket that is you feel less than, and make that your goal for the first quarter of 2023 to increase one of these buckets. So I love this perspective that Jonathan shares of these three buckets, and measure it and increase it. That's your metric. This can be like your satisfaction metric for 2023 and start to work on it because these are all important buckets. So I hope this has helped. What I'm going to do next week for my weekly episode that I usually do an interview, I am going to interview myself and I'm going to share my big lessons of 2022. And my lessons, I think, will benefit you as you head into your 2023 because I think, well, first of all, I want you to evaluate your own lessons from 2022. Take some time and do that. What have you learned in 2022? And then listen to my lessons and then carry these lessons into 2023 to help create what you want to produce from those lessons. How those lessons will help inform you to have an amazing 2023 based on lessons learned. Lessons learned always make us better. And so 2023 should be better than 2022 because of those lessons. So I'm excited about that. And I also have a free training coming up. So I'm excited about that. It's going to start on January 31st. So mark that on your calendar if you're interested in learning more about really pushing towards a purpose in your second half. It's really going to be focused on purposeful living. And if you're feeling like there's a void in your life and that there's more for you to do in this world, and you're not feeling like in this connection bucket that you're really or connection and all these buckets, vitality, connection, and contribution. If you're feeling that they're lacking, then it might be about just finding a new purpose, finding something that to sink your teeth in, and there's so many opportunities out there for us that are and untapped. We're totally untapped, so many of us, and we just don't know where to begin. We don't have like where's the guidebook? And so this training could be a great kickstart for you for 2023, and I'm really excited about it. It's brand new. I'm calling it the awakening of the empty nester, and I focus on empty nesters simply because that is me. I was an empty nester and struggled so much to find my way after my kids left. But I also help people who aren't empty nesters. It doesn't mean that your kids are gone to feel this way. A lot of us feel this way when we get to our second half and we realize time is ticking. And what am I going to do with the rest of the time I have left? And we don't know how much time we have left, but we could have a lot of time left. And so how do you want to use it? And how do you want it to, how do you want these buckets to be filled with that time? So more coming, and I'm excited. And let's close out 2022 and the celebration and evaluate these buckets. And let's move forward for a fantastic 2023. All right, take care.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com or find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.